Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. The sleepless nights, but the warm cuddles and kisses, the tantrums, but the kind and loving human you'll raise. The carpools, the minivans, the school dances, the screaming matches, and the hugs. Today, I'm going to explore the question, is parenting worth it? Hello, my name is Christina Campos, founder of The Impactful Parent, and I help parents of school-aged children who want to be one step ahead of their kids turn their chaos into connection with their adolescent. I'm a mom of four kids, a teacher that has taught every grade from preschool through high school. And today I help moms and dads like yourself to navigate the exhausting, confusing, frustrating, and rewarding world of parenting. So welcome to The Impactful Parent. Today I'm exploring the idea, is parenting worth it? And stick around until the end because I'm also giving you answers to that age-old question of, how do I know if I'm ready to be a parent? So come and join me. Whether parenting is worth it or not is subjective, right? This question, it varies with everyone. However, here are five potential pros and cons of parenting that might have you thinking about whether parenting is worth it for you. So let's begin. The pros. The first pro is love and emotional connection with this human being you've created. Being a parent can bring immense joy and fulfillment through love and emotional connection shared with a child. The bond formed with a child can be incredibly rewarding. I would never, though, never suggest that loneliness be a reason to become a parent. Hold caution if you suspect you want to be a parent due to loneliness, because parenting can often cause a different kind of loneliness that most people don't suspect. Having a child is not a companion. It is not a replacement for a life partner or physical affection. Having said that, the love you can experience with a child has the potential to surpass anything that you have ever experienced before. And that love is amazing. The second thing that I love about parenting is your personal growth journey. Parenting often challenges individuals to grow personally and develop important qualities like patience, empathy, and resilience. It can provide an opportunity for self-reflection and personal development. There is nothing like parenting to bring feelings from your past that you didn't even know that you didn't resolve before. Parenting has the potential to make you grow up, self-reflect, and work on self-improvement. Also, parenting is a great learning experience. It provides an opportunity to gain experience and grow alongside your child. And you get to witness their milestones, support their education, and help them navigate the world, which can be a rewarding experience. The third thing I love about parenting is giving yourself a sense of purpose. Because being a parent can give a person a strong sense of purpose and meaning in life. Raising a child and watching them grow can provide a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. When you become a parent, you will find that you are no longer living for yourself, but you are also living for others and a child or children that will be relying on you. So you'll be really important. That sense of purpose is very strong and requires you to lean into living for something bigger than yourself. And lastly, the fourth thing I love about parenting is that you get to build a family. For many people, creating a family and having children is an important part of their life plan. It allows you to build a family unit and establish strong connections with your child and extended family members. Many people believe that children are the extension of themselves. And with this thinking, that means having children is also a way of leaving a legacy. Whether you want to continue the family last name or leave something or someone behind so that you will be remembered when you pass from this earth, having children can be a way of passing down family traditions, names, and values. But it's all not peaches and cream. So let's talk about the cons of parenting, or what I feel is the things that I wish I could take away. The first con of parenting is your lack of personal time and freedom. Parenting requires a significant amount of time and energy. It can limit personal time and freedom as the needs of your child will take priority. And everyone will tell you all about this, but until you experience it for yourself, I don't feel that people can grasp the magnitude of how much time and energy children will take. All the little freedoms of being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, will be gone. Parenting brings on a huge loss of independence. Having a child may result in a loss of personal independence and the need to prioritize the needs and well-being of the child over individual desires and your own aspirations. This is really hard. The second con of parenting would be the financial responsibilities that you'll have. Raising a child can be expensive, requiring financial resources for necessities like food, clothing, education, healthcare, and extracurricular activities. It's important to consider the financial impact of parenting. It's also important to note that the beginning of parenting is expensive when you're trying to buy all the new items that a child may need. But the cost of parenting will also increase again during the teenage years as your child will eat more, have more expensive clothes, and need money to do anything that's extracurricular, like sports, clubs, and everything in between. The third thing I don't like about parenting that I feel is a con is the sleep deprivation and the exhaustion. Taking care of a child, especially during the early years and teen years, often involves sleepless nights and exhaustion, which will take a toll on physical and mental well-being. There's little that you can do to alleviate this, so just expect many sleepless nights. The fourth thing I don't like about parenting is the challenges and the responsibility. Parenting involves numerous challenges and responsibility, including decision-making, discipline, and providing emotional and physical support for your child. It can be demanding and overwhelming at times. The responsibility of parenting is very heavy. And for some people, it's not an extra burden worth bearing. And I know people ask a lot, what about the teen years? Many wannabe parents are excited about having a new baby and are ready for the challenges of parenting a little bundle of joy. But the teenage years can feel scary. And I get that. The teen years are tough. Just like a newborn and a toddler, those are tough ages too. So teen years, they're just a different kind of tough. Now, I'm a mom of four kids. And in my opinion, parenting is challenging in the beginning, when you are learning the ropes and trying to find your parenting groove. Newborns, toddlers, and kids under six take a lot of energy and time and effort on the parents' part. And then around age 6 through 12, parenting can get a little easier. Kids at this age are going to be going to school, so that gives you more time during the day for yourself if you don't have a 9-to-5 job. And this age also is somewhat more independent because these kids, they can dress themselves and do a lot of self-care activities on their own that they couldn't do before. But then the teenagers set in and parenting gets challenging again. More sleepless nights, more costly expenses, and more time and energy to invest into your child. But now it just looks different. Let's get into how will I know if I'm ready to be a parent? If you think you want to be a parent, congratulations. Here are 5 things to consider when discovering your self-readiness to be a good parent. Please remember that these are only my suggestions, and every person and pregnancy and child are all different. The first thing to consider is your financial stability. Being able to provide for a child financially is an important indicator. This includes having a stable job or source of income and being able to budget for the expenses that come with raising a child. So questions to ask yourself are, Do I have a steady income that provides enough money for child expenses? At the time of this recording, the average cost to raise a child per year is approximately $21,000. Are you willing to take your hard-earned income and spend it on someone else with nothing in return? The second thing I'd like you to consider, if you like to be a parent, is your emotional readiness. This one is way overlooked and underestimated, and it's very important. Feeling emotionally prepared to take on the responsibilities of parenting, including the ability to handle stress and prioritize the needs of a child and provide a nurturing and supportive environment, well, those are all encompassed in emotional readiness. Questions to ask yourself are, do you handle stress without yelling, hitting, throwing things, or being aggressive? Did you have a rough childhood? Are there childhood traumas that you haven't worked out yet and made peace with? Are you willing to put someone else's needs above your own, even if the person you are prioritizing is not grateful and can't give back anything at all? Do you know how to take care of a child? Are you willing to read books or take classes and ask for help if you don't? Now, I'd like to note that I highly recommend going to a therapist or other mental health professional before diving into parenthood. Make sure that the traumas of your past are not affecting you now, because parenting will make them resurface for sure. And there could be more damage done later if these issues are not resolved now. Going through about 6 months of therapy before embarking on parenthood can be an amazing opportunity to develop and gauge parenting readiness. The third thing I'd like for you to consider is relationship stability. A stable and supportive relationship with a partner or a strong support system if raising a child as a single parent is really important. It's essential to have a strong foundation and effective communication with a co-parent or support network. So questions to ask yourself are, do I have a solid support network to help me raise this child? Do I have people who are willing to babysit? Do I have people willing to help me with the kids in case of emergency? Do I have people I can talk to when I get frustrated? And do I have other parent friends or relatives who have done this before and can offer tips and advice when I don't know what to do? Also with this category, I'd like to note that the answer to these questions don't have to be yes exactly, but if you're answering no to any of the questions that I just mentioned, you do have to have other resources available for you to take that place. For example, if you don't have anyone willing to babysit for you, do you have the means to get a nanny or pay for a babysitter? If you do not have someone who can give you advice or give you a listening ear to vent your frustrations, are you willing to seek out help on your own with a parenting coach or parenting classes? The fourth thing that I would like for you to consider in if you're ready to be a parent is your personal development. You want to feel content with your personal development and readiness to shift your focus between being responsible for the growth and development of another human being. This could include feeling fulfilled with your personal goals and being in a mindset to prioritize the needs of the child. So questions to ask yourself about this are, do you feel good about your work schedule and that it provides adequate time for you to spend with a kid? Are you willing to devote your time to a child instead of a promotion at work if the promotion interferes with your parenting time and responsibilities? And lastly, the fifth thing to consider when wanting to be a parent is lifestyle considerations. Evaluate your current lifestyle and how it would need to change to accommodate a child. This could involve assessing living arrangements, daily routines, and the ability to incorporate parenting responsibility into your life. So questions to ask yourself are, do I have enough space to live with another person in this house? Am I ready to spend most weekends at home with my child instead of going out with friends? Am I ready to wake up early and stay up late to care for a child? Will I be upset if I must give up what I want to buy so that my child can have what they need? Am I ready to have less time for myself? And am I ready to put someone else's needs above my own? Keep in mind that these indicators are only a guide, but they can provide valuable insight into whether someone is ready to embark the journey of becoming a parent. So remember, being a parent is a fulfilling yet challenging responsibility, and there is no one-size-fits-all approach to parenting readiness. It's important to consider various factors, such as emotional maturity, financial stability, and a supportive network, as well as your willingness to learn and adapt as you embark on this journey of parenthood. But this I can tell you, I'm here to help you if you need me. And so are many, many other professional parenting coaches. Find your tribe before you start on this journey and get ready for a wild ride. You can do this. And I will be here to help you when you get to those school age years. Come and find me at theimpactfulparent.com. Thank you for joining me today. Remember that this episode is just a small part of what The Impactful Parent offers. Also available are online courses, parent support groups, coaching services, and the Impactful Parent app. Find out more by going to theimpactfulparent.com. Thank you for joining me today. If you want to become a more impactful parent, consider upgrading your Impactful Parent subscription, because investing in your family looks like unlocking videos that'll provide you more tips and resources on the topics that you care about the most, and being one step ahead of your child so that you can catch the bad things before they start. Your Impactful Parent subscription can be a valuable resource in your parenting. And for less than $10 a month, it's more than worth it for your family. So go to the Discover tab down below, and it's that easy. But until next time, you got this. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. Go to the Impactful Parent website and download the free Impactful Parent app so you don't miss a parenting tip that could help you and your family. Thanks for listening today. So go to theimpactfulparent.com and see you next episode.